It's our Dare to Live Fully podcast, and today we're talking about how to get what you truly want in life. Number one, don't live by someone else's design of what your life should be like. Live your own life. Your parents, a teacher, your mate, someone you're dating may have these ideas of what they think is best for you. Listen to what they have to say, but then go back and go inside and say to yourself, is this what I want? What is my intuition telling me? People may have good intentions, but very often it's not their business, it's yours. If COVID has taught me one thing, this is the time to reflect on what's truly important, what I truly want out of life, and only you can know it. Number two, give yourself time to dream, to plan, to make it happen. We're all so busy these days. We go from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And then we listen to what's going on in our head, which is often a bad neighborhood. Even if we're busy, we can give ourselves 10 minutes a day to reflect on what is your heart saying you want in your life. Not just your head, but your heart. So don't listen to the voices of the past, of what you can't do, what you won't be able to do. It's probably a parent, a teacher, someone who is frustrated in their own right, and they were projecting it onto you. You have the ability to dream. You have the ability to get what you truly want, but you must believe that. And I'm here to say you can. Number three, take heart time daily. So I mentioned 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day to tune into your heart. Sit quietly. I think it's best in the morning, perhaps before everyone gets up or you have just gotten up. Keep a pad by your side and listen to the guidings of your heart, your inner intuition. Ask yourself, deep down, how do I want my life to look? What do I truly want? In terms of my relationships, my personal relationships, my personal life, and also my work life. Divide 5 minutes for each, personal and work life. Do that for a month, and I will tell you, you will start having a clearer idea of what you want to manifest. Some of you may know that, and that's great. Use that time in the morning to talk and think about actions you would take. Talk to a buddy, or just sit down and chart some additional actions to take. But if you don't know, your vision will get clearer. Number four, get an action buddy. I always talk about it, but it's so important. Someone who believes in you. Someone who you can help as well. And share with them, benchmark the ideas that are coming up. Speak with them at least 3 times a week. Doesn't have to be for long. And listen to their feedback. An objective person who really cares for you is so important. You're on your way to getting what you want, and at the end of the month, With your Action Buddy, you can start creating a vision statement of what your personal life will look like, what your professional life will look like. You can have those things and start charting actions to make it happen. Some people call this treasure mapping when they create vision designs, vision boards. Whatever you want to do, you can make it colorful, cut out pictures, and do all that. But the bottom line is, you need to give yourself permission to have the life you want. After all, you deserve the best and nothing less. To review, what do you truly want in your life? Number one, don't live for someone else. What your parent might want, what your mate might want, what someone you're dating might want for you. Only you have that key to what will truly make you happy. Number two, give yourself time to dream, to plan, to make it happen. What COVID has taught me is that we do have the time, even though most of us are crazy busy. We can take 10 minutes a day, and preferably in the morning, and divide up the time, 5 minutes, to how you want your personal life to look, and you're going to reflect on that, 5 minutes for your work life, your career life. Number three, I call this time to look within heart time. So you're going to look forward to taking this heart time daily, not listening to your head and any kind of negative mind chatter that tells you, oh no, you can't get that. Listen to your heart. Your heart tells you it's all possible. And number four, get yourself an action buddy. Someone you trust, someone who believes in you, someone who you can share any observations that are coming up. Because at the end of a month, you're going to do this 10 minutes a day for a month, sharing with an action buddy 2 or 3 times a week. And at the end of that time, you will have a vision statement of how you want your personal life to be, how you want your career life to be. After all, you deserve the best and nothing less.